My guest at this time is Chuck Darrell. He's the Director of Communications at Minnesota for Marriage. The Gopher State is one of four U.S. states with the definition of marriage on the ballot. And at issue in Minnesota is not to legalize gay marriage as it is in three other states, but to enact a constitutional amendment defining marriage only as the union of one man and one woman. And Chuck, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Minnesota is a state that generally tends to lean more blue than red, but the latest poll suggests that the amendment is leading in the polls, albeit by a narrow margin. What's your sense on where the momentum is in this campaign right now?
You're right. It is a narrow margin right now. We certainly need people to step up and volunteer and come and work at our campaign offices and doing phone booth work. But ultimately, we believe that we're going to be successful in the long run, because the bottom line is that most Minnesotans understand that marriage is between a man and a woman. It's not simply about the love of any two adults, and that kids need a mom and a dad, and not just any two people that are committed to each other will do. It's rooted in marriage is rooted in natural law. It's who we are. When most Minnesotans get into the voting booth, they vote to affirm marriage between a man and a woman.
What do you say to those on the other side who say that two people the same gender could potentially do the same quality of job raising children and so forth?
First of all, they can love whoever they want, but they don't have the right to tell everybody in Minnesota that they're going to redefine marriage and force same-sex marriage on Minnesotans, like what happened in Iowa, where their Supreme Court justices did that, or let's say out in New York, where their state legislature did it. And I think that most people understand in their heart of hearts, and even can look at the sociological data that's come out over the last few decades that shows over and over again that kids do best when they have both a mother and a father. And that's not to say that we don't have single-parent families, or, there's divorce or death. I mean, I grew up myself in a family where I experienced just about all of those. And I think anybody that's gone through those knows that the best environment for kids is to have both their mom and their dad. And you just can't get away from that, no matter how many scientific studies that come out that actually lean the other way, which are really, oftentimes, they're not well peer-reviewed, and they're highly, highly political.
We're talking with Chuck Darrell. He's the Director of Communications at Minnesota for Marriage. And, Chuck, you used the phrase, have same-sex marriage forced upon the state of Minnesota. They, of course, would argue that them getting married doesn't impact heterosexual families or anything other than their own personal situation. You clearly disagree with that. How would legalizing gay marriage impact other institutions across the state?
Well, clearly, if same-sex marriage is forced upon the people of Minnesota, it affects everybody in Minnesota. It's not about my marriage or anybody else's marriage. In fact, I don't know of a single person who's ever come to us and said, Chuck, we got to have a marriage amendment because this same-sex marriage is threatening my own marriage. I mean, when you think about that, that's kind of silly. Really, what is happening, though, is that in Hennepin County District Court here in Minnesota, there's a lawsuit that's trying to legalize same-sex marriage, and then several bills have been introduced in our state legislature over the last few years to legalize same-sex marriage as well. Both of those efforts, if either one of them became successful, would completely eliminate the Minnesotans from having a say in that process. So really, when you get down to it, by passing the Marriage Protection Amendment, it will actually keep the people in the dialogue always, because if they ever want to change it again in the future, they got to go back to the people of Minnesota and ask for their permission to do it.
How does it impact the schools if this were to be legalized?
Well, I think if you take a look at what's happened in other states, and also if you take a look at especially what's happened up in Canada, you can see it has some very negative consequences on religious freedom and then also parental authority. You know, once same-sex marriage is legalized, then that is what the schools are forced to teach. And what we're seeing in other states is if parents object to it, in some cases, if they want to opt their kids out of the class, they've been told no. One father who objected actually was taken out of school in handcuffs and spent the night in jail. In Canada, what we're hearing is that parents are being told you have no right to know what we're teaching your kids about marriage or when we're going to teach it. And the school bureaucrats are actually starting to describe themselves as co-parents along with the other parents, which is certainly usurping parental authority. So parents here in Minnesota need to take a hard look at what will happen and be taught in their schools, because what we're seeing is that parents who object to same-sex marriage are being treated as the new bigots or racists, if you will.
Chuck, we saw the Chick-fil-A episode play out this past summer when an executive of a company said that he supported the biblical definition of marriage, and you had political leaders vowing to ban Chick-fil-A franchises from coming to their cities. There was obviously a protest at Chick-fil-A's across the country, which only spawned a counter-rally in support of Chick-fil-A that was far, far greater. But the larger question that came out of that was being comfortable expressing your opinions on a hot-button cultural issue at the time. Do you get the sense that people feel comfortable going out and expressing their position in favor of traditional marriage, or is the political correctness curve stacked against them?
Well, that's a good question, and I think it really brings to light for people what will happen if same-sex marriage is legalized. They already know in their gut kind of what it's going to be like, because many people are intimidated to express their support for marriages between a man and a woman. They're already feeling it. So can you imagine if it's legalized and it becomes, for instance, a hate crime like it is in Canada, where people just simply cannot speak out in their belief that marriage is between a man and a woman. They're even starting to see up there where the government is starting to tell homeschoolers what they can and can't teach about sexuality and marriage, and also in religious schools. So there's, you know, these two definitions of marriage is, what you have are two competing definitions of marriage. And in Minnesota, they're not going to coexist, you know, like Minnesota Nice. So if same-sex marriage is legalized, then that becomes the law of the land, and that's what everybody has to go along with. What we find out is that a lot of times when parents find out what happens to their kids in the public schools, what they're going to be taught and what parents can do about it, that's really the kind of the clicker when they say, okay, enough is enough, and they go into the booth and they affirm marriages between a man and a woman, and also their parental authority, and then many also a degree that it's religious freedom as well.
Based on what we've just described, does that suggest there might be a few extra points for you in the polls that people are just reluctant to express to the pollsters?
Yeah, typically what we find is, you know, we've seen this as a phenomenon, you know, in practically 31 states that have passed the marriage amendment, in that people, when polled, oftentimes will say what they think is the politically correct answer, that and it shows more support for same-sex marriage than is actually there. But then when they turn around and go to the polls show that people support marriages between a man and a woman. It's happened again and again. And so even one of the major pollsters in the nation, the Democratic pollster, PPP Polling, recently tweeted that they don't believe the polls that say majority support for same-sex marriage, because every time it goes to an election, it just doesn't pan out that way.
Real quick, Chuck, we're just about out of time. Where can folks learn more about your efforts?
What we do is love to have them come to www.minnesotaformarriage.com. Take a hard look at our marriage minutes. They're very insightful, and they deal with a lot of different topics and questions on the marriage amendment. There's over 30 of them. They can sign up or volunteer to work for the campaign, and they can give us money, because as we've been saying all along, that we're going to be outspent by the other side, and so far we are being outspent. So we need every nickel and dime that people want to donate to help us get our message out and keep our commercials running on TV.
Chuck, we'll have to leave it there. Again, the website, minnesotaformarriage.com. Chuck, thank you very much for being with us.
All right, thank you.
Chuck Darrell is Director of Communications at Minnesota for Marriage. Now, that issue for a constitutional amendment defining marriage as traditional man-woman marriage on the ballot in the Gopher State on November 6th. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.